Welcome back, and joining me today is Oklahoma Union Cougars head football coach Rick Winbigler. And coach, first of all, congratulations to you and the Cougars winning your second district game of the year. Took on Chelsea and took care of those Dream Dragons. 48-20 was the final. Your thoughts about that game on Friday?
I thought we played real well. It was just like a Caney Valley game. I told the kid, if we're serious about making noise in district play and about trying to get a playoff spot, then Caney Valley and Chelsea are essentially playoff games for us this year. And they responded. You know, Chelsea played very, very hard. Like I said last week, you know, we were in that position last year. We never went into any game, regardless of our record, and just thought, now let's hand it over to the other team. So we knew Chelsea was going to come out, and they're going to play, and they're going to try to get a win. And, you know, it was 21-14 for a little bit. Then we responded, got a 28-14, and I believe we took a 33-14 lead into halftime. We were never behind. Our offense played great. We had 419 or so yards rushing. My B-back, Logan Johnson, had 238 yards on 16 carries. So Chelsea played us tough. They got it close, but every time we had the ball in that first quarter saved for maybe a drive or so, we scored and put points on the board, and our kids responded. Our defense had 3 interceptions. We played with a lot of energy, a lot of passion, and we're 2-1 in district play, and we know we've got 3 very, very difficult games coming up, and we got to try to steal one and try to get in the playoffs, and our kids are hungry, and they're real excited about it, and I'm real proud of them.
Now we come up to the bye week this week, Coach, and is this a good time for the bye week for you and the coaches and the players as you now focus on yourselves?
I think so. You know, we've had a good schedule. We've had some success. We're 5-2. We feel very, very confident. But, of course, it's football, and it's a physical game. And to have a bye at this point of the season is very, very beneficial for us. You know, we just got guys, you know, you got your ankles, you got your sore shoulders, you've got your muscle aches, you know, you're sore at this point of the year in football because it's such a physical game. And so it's a great time for us to focus on our fundamentals, tackling and executing our offense better and getting lined up on defense and working pass coverage and all those things because, you know, we've got Murderers Row coming up on our schedule. We've got Commerce, Adair, Nowata, you know, the 3 of the top teams in our district. We've already played, you know, Wyandotte, so we're going through the 3 big dogs of our schedule to end the year, and I told our kids if we qualify for the playoffs, it will be because we have earned it. And if we don't, it will be because we have not earned it. You know, we're facing a very, very stiff test these last 3 weeks. And so to be able to come back after a big win against Chelsea and have a week to relax, you know, obviously stay hungry, but we don't have to play a game. We can practice. We can lift. We can take care of our bodies before we go into 3 very difficult games is a huge advantage for us.
5-2 record, as you mentioned, Coach, and something that I didn't see happen, but – you know, as we've talked to, you know, several times, I think the kids believe that they can play some good football.
Oh, definitely. I mean, anytime you're at a program that has been down for a long time, you know, there's a thousand things you're combating. But the biggest thing you're combating is the attitude of kids who are on the team because we're a 3-win school, we win 2, we get down, we haven't come back. These teams have traditionally beat us. You know, when a team goes up on you early and you're a program that's been down, it's very difficult to get kids to respond and say, you can do it, you can do it, you can do it. You know, our society as a whole, I feel like, is a very immediate society. And that transfers down to kids, and they're very immediate. So if it's not happening right now, then it's very, very hard to get them to see the end goal, the long-term result of what you're trying to preach. And last year, you know, that 0-10 campaign, you know, we had some of those issues where, okay, schools are up on us quick, same old OKU, we're going to have a hard time competing. Now, I feel like our kids did a great job last year of always competing in every game, and we didn't go into any game trying to lay down, but there were times when a team would be up big and you would kind of see, you know, here we go again, same old OKU, can't beat these kind of schools. And so the biggest hurdle that we have spent time with this off season and in this summer was saying, you guys deserve the win. You guys have worked together as a team. You've come together as a brotherhood. You've done all these positive things. You deserve to win, and you can win. And you can win more than 2 games. You can win more than 3 games. You just have got to play together. You've got to work, and you've got to believe. And in the games that we've won, we've been ahead. We have done some very, very good things offensively and defensively. the games we've lost, we're still overcoming those hurdles of playing good teams, teams that have beat us bad the year before. You know, Barnsdall game, I thought mentally we were very, very strong in that game. In the first half, it was 7-7. But then they came out in the second half and had success, and you could kind of feel our kids not necessarily understanding how to respond to adversity. Well, we should be winning, but we're not executing. And against Wyandotte, the same kind of deal. They went up 14 pretty quick, and we had some of those, you know, can we make these plays? Can we beat these guys? Not quite sure. But we have made such strides past all of those with what we've done this year as far as winning and putting points on the board and having success that, you know, it's transferred down to our younger kids. Our middle school 6-0, they're very confident. They've played some tough games. Our high school's played some tough games. You know, we've got some points on the board, but we weren't always just coming out and scoring 48 points in 5 minutes. You know, we are just building the mentality in our kids, and it, just to be 5-2 at this point from where we were last season, it's so positive, and it feels so good, and it's all a credit to what our kids have believed in and achieved and believe that they deserve this kind of success, and I'm just so happy for them. I'm so proud of them.
Well, Coach, as always, we appreciate you visiting with us today. Hey, enjoy the rest of the week, and we'll talk to you next week.
Thanks, Adam. Appreciate it.